victory belongs to you, Jesus. Good morning and welcome to Acts in Faith Prayer Conference Call. My name is Jeanette, and I bring you greetings from the beloved ministries whose visionary and founder is the Reverend Dr. Tell Me Something Good, D. Hill. Beloved Ministries theme for 2026 is OBEY. OBEY is our acronym for O, obedience, B, believe, E, execute, and Y, yield. We are in week 8 of Believe God, and this week's focus is believing God's promise of victory. The scripture for this morning is 1 John 5, verses 4 through 5 from the New Living Translation. It reads, "For every child of God defeats this evil world, and we achieve this victory through our faith. And who can win this battle against the world? Only those who believe that Jesus is the Son of God." Amen. In our scripture, John teaches that those who belong to God can overcome the world's troubles and temptations through their faith in Jesus. The world may bring challenges, pressure, and sin, but believers have victory because Jesus has already overcome them. Our strength comes from trusting that Jesus is the Son of God. These verses encourage us to stay faithful and remember that faith in Jesus gives us hope, courage, and the power to keep going. You see, believing God ends in triumph, not always in how we imagine, but always to His glory and our good. Let us go to the throne of God in prayer. We will lift our eyes unto the hills from which comes our help. Our help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. That's from Psalms 119, verses 1 through 2. Heavenly Father, we come before you today with humble hearts and open spirits, entering into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. Lord, you are holy, righteous, mighty, and everlasting. There is no God beside you. You are the creator of heaven and earth, the keeper of our souls, the sustainer of our lives, and the author and finisher of our faith. Before we ask you for anything, we simply pause to honor you, worship you, and magnify your holy name. Father, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you for life, health, strength, and for carrying us through dangers seen and unseen. Thank you for waking us this morning and allowing us another opportunity to gather in your presence. Thank you for every blessing we recognize and even the blessings we overlooked. Yes. Lord, you have been faithful through every season of our lives. When we were weak, you strengthened us. When we were burdened, you carried us. When we were uncertain, you guided us. And for that, we say thank you. Lord, we worship you because you are worthy. You are Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. You are our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. You are our peace in chaos, our comfort in sorrow, and our hope in difficult times. Father, we lift our voices together declaring that you are good and your mercy endures forever. Today, we stand on the promise found in 1 John 5, verses 4 through 5. Your word declares that those who belong to God have victory over the world. And this morning, we stand on that promise with confidence and faith. Lord, Thank you that because we belong to you, we are not defeated. We are overcomers through Jesus Christ. Thank you that our victory is not based on our own strength, wisdom, or ability, but on our faith in the Son of God. Father, increase our faith today. In moments when fear tries to rise, help faith rise higher. In moments when discouragement knocks at the door, remind us of your promises. Teach us to trust you even when we cannot trace you. Help us walk by faith and not by sight. Lord, there are people here today carrying heavy burdens. Some are weary from life's struggles. Some are discouraged because prayer seems unanswered. Some are emotionally exhausted, spiritually drained, or mentally overwhelmed. But Father, we thank you. Thank you that you are still a burden bearer and a heavy load sharer. Lord, we ask you to strengthen every weak heart today. Let your peace rest upon every troubled mind. Let your comfort fill every broken spirit. Remind your people that no situation is greater than your power. No sickness is beyond your healing. No problem is beyond your wisdom. No bondage is beyond your deliverance. Your word says in Romans 8 and 37, no, despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loves us. Father, help us live with the confidence of conquerors, not arrogant, not prideful, but secure in knowing that Christ has already won the victory for us. Lord, we pray against every attack of the enemy, every spirit of fear, confusion, division, depression, anxiety, temptation, and defeat. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Every lie that says we are forgotten, every whisper that says we will fail, every attack against our minds and spirits, we place under the authority of Jesus Christ. Your word declares in Isaiah 54, verse 17, that no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. Father, thank you that weapons may form, but they will not prosper against your people. Thank you for being our shield and defender. Thank you for surrounding us with favors as with a shield. Lord, we pray for our families today. Strengthen marriages, restore communication between parents and children, heal broken relationships, bring unity where there has been division. Bring forgiveness where there has been hurt. Bring peace into every home represented in this prayer. Father, we lift up our children and young people before you. Protect them from the influence of the enemy. Guide their decisions. Cover them in school, college, at work, and in every environment they enter. Give them wisdom beyond their years and courage to stand for righteousness in a world filled with compromise. Let them know their identity is found in Christ and not in the opinions of the world. Lord, we come before you on behalf of those who are sick, asking for your healing touch and restoring power. We pray for Miss Iseline, who is 94 years old and is hospitalized, and for others who are sick in their body. You are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. Father, touch every person battling illness, pain, weakness, or disease. Strengthen those in hospitals, nursing homes, rehabilitation centers, and those recovering at home. We ask for healing physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. Let your healing virtue flow even now. We pray for those who are grieving and brokenhearted. We pray for Laura's sister, Yolanda, whose 14-year-old dog is at the end stage of his life. Lord, wrap your loving arms around the bereaved. Comfort those who are mourning the loss of loved ones. Give them peace that surpasses understanding. Remind them you are close to the brokenhearted and that you never leave your children alone in seasons of sorrow. We learned this morning that Laura's sister's dog did pass away, so we lift them up this morning. We pray for comfort and strength during this time, Lord God. Father, we also pray for those who are struggling financially. Open doors of opportunity. Provide jobs, resources, wisdom, and provision. Help your people trust you as Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Teach us to remain faithful even in difficult seasons. Lord God, we pray traveling mercies for those to and from their destination, whether on foot, bicycle, motor vehicles, trains, or planes. We pray for the safe return of Estelle Holloway, Michael, and Tris with wonderful memories of time spent together as a family. Have your guardian angels encamp around them, delivering them safely to their homes. Lord, strengthen the church. Let your people rise in prayer, holiness, compassion, and unity. Remove distractions and divisions from among us. Help us to love one another genuinely and reflect the character of Christ in our daily lives. Let revival begin in our hearts first. Stir up a deeper hunger for your presence, your word, and your righteousness. Father, forgive us for every sin, every careless word, every moment we doubted you, every time we walked in fear instead of faith. Wash us and cleanse us. Create in us clean hearts and renew right spirits within us. Draw us closer to you, Lord. Help us not to become weary in well-doing. Help us continue praying, continue believing, continue trusting, and continue standing on your promises. Even when answers are delayed, help us remember that delay is not denial. You are still working all things together for our good. Lord, we pray for leaders, pastors, ministers, teachers, and those serving others. Strengthen them where they are weak. Encourage them where they are weary. Give them wisdom, discernment, and renewed passion for the work you have called them to do. And Father, help us remember that our greatest victory is found in Jesus Christ. Because Jesus overcame death, hell, and the grave, we can walk in hope and confidence. We thank you that we are not fighting for victory. We are fighting from victory. So today we declare by faith, we will not give up. We will not be overcome by fear. The trials of this world will not defeat us. Our faith will remain strong. Our hope will remain alive. And our eyes will remain fixed on Jesus. For we are born of God, and through Christ we have overcome the world. Now, Lord, as we leave this time of prayer, let your presence remain with us. Cover us, guide us, protect us, and strengthen us throughout this week. Let our lives bring glory to your name in everything we do. We give you all honor, all praise, and all glory. In the mighty, powerful, and victorious name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you. Thanks for joining us today at Acts in Faith Prayer Line. Please join us every Monday at 6:30 a.m. as we ask, seek, and knock. Go believing that God has heard us and he will answer. Join us as we continue our theme for this week, Believing God's Promise of Victory. Join us on Thursday, June 4th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time for our Hour of Prayer event titled, It's Not Over. It is not over. Visit Beloved's website at belovedministriesny.com for all our events. Please send your prayer request to our email address, which is actsinfaithprayers@gmail.com. Our playback number is 520-636-4582. The passcode is 8277806#. I am going to unmute the line so that we can all greet one another.